large happened.
Thank you for calling customer service, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling because I have a charge on my account, and it seems to be from you, and I don't know what the charge was.
All righty. Can I start out by getting your zip code to assist you?
Yes, 37861.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Well, and my mom's here with me, but I'm calling for my mom, and her name's Judy Odom.
Okay. For security purposes, could you please verify that address associated with her?
Yes, it's 218 Fritzheim Road, Rutledge, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second while I'm able to locate that account for her.
Thank you.
Okay. And I do see back on April the 18th that she entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And due to terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, it did inform her that she would be enrolling into a meal planning app, which happens to be Bike Hubs. And now these meal planning apps, they show you how to cut your carb and sugar intake, boost your energy, and they also give you recipes on how to prepare meals that will help you feeling better, boost your metabolism. I can just reduce for $20 a month for her if she'd like.
How would she have enrolled in that? Was it online?
Yes, you could have been online an advertisement, and she only paid maybe $1, maybe $2 to enter into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer.
Yeah, there's no charge for like $1 or $2. It just showed up on the 18th for $59.89.
Correct.
Well, what is she getting for that?
She's entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer.
Why is there a $60 charge?
Because when she entered into that sweepstake, it did inform her that she would be enrolling into a meal planning app as well. And as long as she's enrolled, if she accepts the enrollment into the meal planning app, that keeps her in the running to have a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer. It didn't guarantee her as a winner.
Well, we need to cancel that.
Sure, that's not a problem. We can get her canceled out of that. Give me 1 second. Alrighty. I've successfully gotten her canceled out of that. She can't be billed any further. That cancellation does take effect immediately, and I can give you the cancellation number for her.
Yes, hang on 1 second.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead.
That would be C as in Charlie. That's 920-594-494.
Okay, thank you very much.
All righty, and I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.